That letter from Curtis seems to me as ridiculous.
Yes, it's very insulting.
Kermit Gordon has a memo attached to his paper dealing with a very sensitive matter, which I think you might want to read over the weekend. I believe it would be highly desirable if you could meet on Monday and discuss this with Celebrezzi, Freeman, Hornig, and myself. It's on leukemia caused by fallout.
Tell him to sit down with Mike Film and go over it and then see if I need to talk to him. They all won't see me any time they get up the heart on, and I don't want to do that. Call him and tell him I said see Mike Feldman, and he can tell Mike it's something urgent that I need to know about. Why, he can come and tell me about it now.
All right, I've got a Dick Goodwin draft on an ABA speech.
What's it about?
It's on disorder and civil rights. Valenti, if you will approve the schedule, Larry O'Brien's office can begin their invitations first thing. If your approval can be called into the office on Saturday, Claude Dustel will start the invitations immediately. 9:30 Tuesday, a ceremony for signing the See America bill.
What is See America?
Requested by Humphrey and Ullman. It's legislation to encourage travel to the United States.
I don't think that's important enough, too, so just tell them I wouldn't have that one.
All right. 10:30 a.m. Tuesday, Panama Canal bill. Passing the Panama ship through the Panama Canal without payment of tolls.
I would
requested by Hill and Sparkman. Not important enough.
No,
10 a.m. Wednesday, military pay bill.
That's all right.
Okay. 10 a.m. Thursday, federal aid to highway bill.
That's all right.
10 a.m. Friday, civilian pay bill.
That's all right.
And 10:30 the following Tuesday, Hill-Burton amendments.
That's all right.
All right.
I just tell him to hold those minor ones. Talk to Larry. You talk to Larry about them. Just tell him I think you're pretty degrading when they go to see America that I never heard of myself.
All right.
I don't mind giving them a pen if they want a pen, but...
All right. And you've got a long letter from Chester Bowles recommending Hubert Humphrey. You've got from Valenti that tell you in current... Coronet, an article, Why I Compare LBJ with FDR by Franklin D. Roosevelt Jr. You're on the cover, you and Roosevelt. And, got a...
Hot in here, seems like me, this is serious.
Recommendation from Shriver to run the Job Corps, Maurice Mitchell, president of Encyclopedia Britannica.
What's that?
A memo from Shriver saying the best man he knows to run the Job Corps is Maurice Mitchell, president of Encyclopedia Britannica.
See if he's had any construction experience or any work experience or any building experience. I don't know what a bookman would know about
it. Well, his reasons are given in this memo. He wants to do it. He's been making $100,000 a year for 10 years or more. One of the most successful businessmen in Chicago, knows every textbook publisher, every filmmaker, every university president, every school.
What's that got to do with the Job Corps?
Third, he's a salesman. He can interpret what he's doing grammatically and articulately. He'd be excellent with Congress. Landrum thinks Mitchell the smartest man he knows. He's testified to the Warehouse Education Labor Committee several times. Understands public relations. Been a newspaper man, New York Times, publisher, newscaster, CBS. One time connected with NBC and the National Association of Broadcasters, worked with UNESCO in Paris, consulted with the State Department on Cultural Affairs, was a member of the Board of Education in Chicago. In one sentence, he's an extremely able administrator, spokesman, innovator of new techniques, programs, and so on.
None of which gives him slightest qualification, I can see, to direct a bunch of construction jobs over the country, do you?
No, sir.
Projects?
He ends up by saying Bill Benton won't let him go and it'd take a call from you to Benton to get him.
Well, I ain't going
to
ask him.
I've got plenty of lists of small businessmen they'd like to invite to a reception Thursday, August 20th. Your approval telegrams should be sent. He said Saturday. Well, it's a long list. I don't believe it's too long to go with you over the phone. I believe maybe we ought to hold till, unless you just want to.
Is that this coming Thursday?
Oh, it's Thursday, the 20th of August. That'd be a week from Thursday.
Who is urging that, you know?
No, sir. It's quite a long list. Looks to me like 300 or 400 people. Maybe not. Maybe 200 or 300. Here's, well, I can tell. It's 114 from the east, 35 from the southeast, 17 from the southwest, 68 from the midwest, 12 from Rocky Mountain area, and 46 from the far west, but they don't total that up, so that's 149 or 66, 230, 240, about 270. And then they've got the list by names, which looks like it probably came from the Small Business Administration, but I can't tell for sure.
All right, it's all right, mate.
All right. And got some new charts from Kermit Gordon. We'll let you wait. Got a letter from Sulzberger thanking you for the photograph, expressing his appreciation. Got the livestock report to get every day.
I think you ought to tell Bill why it's right, one, that this is the most remarkable Congress in the history, and even more than Roosevelt's Congress, and get somebody to give you a comparison on that, some researcher in Goldman's office. Compare this with one of Roosevelt's most productive sessions, 35. Show it's got civil rights, and it's got taxes, and it's got mass transit, and it's got farm bills, and it's got two pay bills, and it's got poverty, and it's got hell burden, and it's got wilderness, and all those things. So it would get two or three columns along that line.
All right, sir.
Bill White and Pearson, anyway. One of you talked to one the other over the weekend.
Got a letter from, well, Jim Wright, saying, showing you something he's sending to his all his constituents about the job you're doing. Got from,
Did you get a pair for Beckwith?
Never did.
Dowdy wouldn't do it, huh?
No, sir. Wouldn't last night, not today.
Why wouldn't he?
Well, he told Jack Brooks that he just had thought about it and he just decided he couldn't do it.
Well, our calls to S.B. Wittenberg and John and Harry Province, home air over at Lufkin didn't do a bit of good, did it?
Well, to the degree of Rogers and Kilgore, perhaps they did. Although I think your visit with Kilgore did more than calls did.
Do any of them think I'm responsible for staying over? Looks like he'd be mad as hell at Halleck, who's the old man.
Well, I think they talk a little better this morning. They were all mad last night. Just everybody was kind of mad because of that. They were mad at the Republicans, but they didn't want to stay, and they...
Where did Kilgore want to go?
He didn't want to go anywhere, Kilgore particularly. He just said he didn't... he thought that he was sorry that he had to vote that way. He did, and that he guessed he'd have to vote that way again today, and he would, but he wasn't happy about it. I guess the content of this motion this morning helped us a little. You've seen that I told you about the Harris poll. I've now got a copy of it, the one on...
No, I heard it. Gallup, I haven't heard Harris.
I think I read you from my house the other night, the Vietnam, where you said 88% had heard of it, 85% agreed with what you've done, 3% agreed, did not agree. He'd just given it to me by notes. Now I've got it in print if you want to hear it.
Anything else besides Vietnam?
No, it's all on Vietnam, the whole business. But it's extremely favorable.
Well, I'm getting ready to go to Johnson City, and I thought I might get a get them down to their H's or something, see where they were yesterday, see if anybody slipped on the final passage.
All right, let me see if I can. Can you hold a second?
Yeah, who do you check with?
I check with Chuck Daly, who's up in the speaker right off the floor in the speaker's office. He's reporting also to Larry O'Brien.
Tell him we'll hold for a little bit and give me the count, sir.
All right, just a minute.
Jesse, this poverty bill allows them to sponsor job work projects through non-profit organizations like YMCA and YWCA and Urban League and NAACP. I told them I thought that was very dangerous. It brought us a lot of criticism. I thought it ought to be governmental agencies or subdivisions there.
Larry is going to get that and call me back. He said it won't be over 30 seconds, so I talked to him on the other line.
Tell Bill and Sarge Schreiber, let's be awfully careful that nobody gets any commitments with any of these organizations, because I surely won't try to confine it to governmental offices or subdivisions, your counties, your cities, your commissioners' districts, or water districts, or some taxpayers out there.
All right.
It's like to me it'd be awful dangerous sponsoring something through the YWCA, Urban League, NAACP. I really didn't know that was in the bill. And I think this work projects man ought to be the best damned engineer that we get, some good top army engineer fellow with some social consciousness.
I agree with that. I'm
the head of our work project.
They might need a top fellow like the one he's talking about, a different type job handling their public relations and so on. But
might be a deputy administrator. But it looks like the work projects man ought to be a fellow that can see whether the project's any good. And respected by industry. This is head of the Encyclopedia Britannica. Gets 100,000 a year vice president, public relations background.
I don't think that's kind of thing. Work job.
Tell Bill I said that man ought to go on social welfare division. Our public relations division doesn't sound to me like just telling him he ought to quote me on it, but what he ought to try to do is guide it around to some guy that's operating, that's building something somewhere.
All right, sir. Dave Lawrence wants to come in and see you for a moment Tuesday if he can. He called me from Pittsburgh this morning. He's been talking to some of these states a little bit about Mississippi. And he thinks that we're going to be in position to do most anything we want to, but he thinks that he ought to get some, that he ought to have a little conversation with you on your thinking about it. He's not told anybody yet.
I sure think he ought to, and I think what you ought to do is get him to go see Humphrey first. Tell him I sure want to see him. But so he can say to Humphrey, he hadn't gone over it with me. But go see Humphrey and just tell him that if he's going to really, it's going to be terrible if he doesn't stop this. Now you got to go see Rao, and if he's got any effectiveness at all, the first thing he got to do is find an answer to this. And if he just thinks this is terrible, and we can't throw out one state, or I'm throwing out Oklahoma. Thank you.